what is your name?
Zoe Beaton.
Okay, your name is Beaton.
Yes.
I see your voice here, sir.
Yes.
Okay, the Honorable Mr. Neal will serve as your lead, so this hearing, ma'am.
Thank you.
Okay. Could you state your full name and agency number for the record, please?
Zoe Ann Beaton, 323-684.
Okay, you're appearing before the Illinois Board of Executive Attorneys in reference to your community supervision application. I'm going to introduce the board members that will conduct your hearing. We have the Honorable Michael Johnson, the Honorable Dale Rittenhouse, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who is our board chairman, the Honorable Louis Canales. My name is David Neal. I'll be the hearing lead. And also in the room today from the Department of Corrections, we have Mr. Kerner. He also represents the parole office today. So prior to this hearing, you received a notification form advising you of this board hearing. Do you remember that form?
Yes.
Okay, on that form, you're notified your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today?
I'm representing myself.
Okay, I'm swearing you and Mr. Turner in at this time. So you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or lead yourself from?
I do.
Your hearing will be conducted in two phases today. In phase one, we will determine if the terms and conditions of the community supervision have been violated. If they've been violated in phase two, we will determine whether the community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. So in phase one, what I'm going to do is read the one allegation that's on your warrant, and after reading it, I'm going to ask you if it's true or false. So allegation number one is violation of every condition of supervision. Number three is demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at Foundations 237 East Line Circle, Mesa, Arizona, on or about June 22nd, 2018, without prior approval of your assigned parole officer. To a little loss of unknown, unless you were an absconder from supervision. Is that true or false, ma'am?
Yeah, it's true.
Okay. Based on the admissions of Ms. Beaton, I need to find that she believed that she violated the terms and conditions of her supervision and that she may have lapsed or without lapse in the criminal ways for the company.
Second.
Agree.
Motion by myself, seconded by Mr. Canales, agreed by Dr. Wright, Mr. Johnson, and Ms. Rittenhouse. Okay, then, we're going to be moving into phase two in a moment, but before we do, Mr. Turner's going to give us some background information. So stay on the phone, and I'll get back to you here in a couple of minutes.
Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Turner.
Ms. Beaton was released from ADC custody on 2/7/2018 and arrested on 7/9/2018 by Mesa PD. No new charges are noted. She was returned back to ADC custody on 7/9/2018. With an adjusted CSED of 9/3/2018 with 17 absconded. Current conviction, drug paraphernalia violation, 1 year. No prior convictions, this is her first term in ADC, with a CUIR score of 2-1. Mental health score of 1, substance abuse score of 3. No SDG information is noted, and there's no prior terms of supervision noted. She has no disciplinary violations. Other arrests, 2012, dangerous drug violation in Utah, felony conviction, probation. She has a GV score of G1, V1.
Thank you, sir. Okay, Ms. Beaton, we're going to go over a summary of the case supervision. So, let's see. I'm just trying to look at the timing here. So you went to Foundations and you stayed there for what, 4 months?
No. I went there on April 29th, I believe.
Okay. And when did you leave there? June?
I left there just last month, just July 22nd, I believe.
Okay, that would have been 22nd.
Oh, no, July.
Well, because they said you were arrested on July 9th.
Oh, yeah, June. I'm sorry, we're still in July.
That's fine.
No, we're in August. Aren't we in August?
Yes, we're still.
Oh, yeah, but I've been here 5 weeks, never mind. I'm sorry.
Don't worry, you're not the only one confused today, so.
It's okay, I'm nervous.
Okay, well, I'm nervous, I, at least on phone, too, you can't even see me if I'm.
I know.
Okay, so why do you need to commit?
I had a couple reasons, but the main reason was I didn't plan on leaving from there. My roommate that was there with me, she had started using, and I wasn't gonna tell anybody. I didn't want to tell on her, and she was getting off of parole that following Saturday, and she was from Colorado. She wasn't from here, so she was going to be going back to Colorado to face charges there on August 6th. So I don't know if she's gone now or not, but when she got off parole and contacted her parole officer to terminate, she found out that she was supposed to go to Casa Grande to report to a new probation there. Well, she didn't know anybody out here, and she was kind of not okay. So I didn't really want to just leave her. I was worried about her. I didn't want her to be out here in Phoenix or in Mesa running around not knowing anybody and in the scene that she was in, you know what I mean? So I kind of took it upon myself to just make sure she got to Casa Grande to report to her new probation officer. It was Monday we were at the Greyhound station. We had contacted her mom, and her mom had gotten her wired money the night before in my name so that she could get a Greyhound ticket to get to Casa Grande to meet with her new probation officer there that Monday morning at 10 o'clock. While we were at the Greyhound, some lady came to the parking lot and was doing some weird things with her hands and speaking to the sky, and she scared some girls that pulled up in a car because she tried to open their door. And they took off, and I guess they called the police because the police came, and they asked us if we'd seen what happened because we were just sitting right out there in the front of the parking lot, or in the front of the Greyhound right in the parking lot, and we had told them yeah, and they asked us our names and took our IDs, and I said, well, I'm probably going to be going because I'm sure I have a warrant now, because that Monday morning, that weekend, that Friday before that Monday, I had talked to the halfway house lady, and she had said that she had contacted my parole officer and that there was probably a warrant issued to get a hold of my probation officer. I had a new probation officer in Mesa that I hadn't met yet. I had talked to him a couple times, and I couldn't understand him on the phone because he had an accent, and I kept trying to get a hold of him. He tried to get a hold of me, and I only talked to him twice. So I left him messages stating that I needed to get an appointment with him as soon as possible and discuss my residency because I hadn't went back to the halfway house. And I guess the halfway house didn't even know of him. They had contacted my previous probation officer, which was in Phoenix, which was only my probation officer for not even a month.
Ma'am?
Yeah.
Let's back up a little bit here.
Okay.
So you left the halfway house to help this other person to get to Casa Grande, but you were gone 17 days.
The first week when she left, I stayed with her. I stayed with her to make sure that she was okay. She was on probation.
Stayed where?
At a motel.
Okay, so you...
We stayed the first night at a friend of mine's, and...
Okay, so you left left the halfway house with this other young lady because you wanted to help her to make sure she didn't get in trouble before she got situated.
Well, wait a minute,
the whole thing took, that's what you were doing while you had a scout, right?
What's that? I'm sorry.
Okay, that's why you absconded and that's what was going on after you left.
During that time that I was absconded, the 2 weeks that I was absconded, that's what I was doing.
That's enough of the details on that. You were helping the other person and you were around for a couple of weeks before you had police contact and that's how you got picked back up. Okay, it says on your programming, it says employment that you were working at Chase Field.
Yes.
So that's commendable.
I worked several jobs, actually. I was working at Chase Field, and I was also doing...
That's good. Working is good. You're assigned a task on Cocoa Line. It looks like you submitted 5 clean UAs under that color.
Yes.
And, let's see, it says you were also referred to Sage, and from the SB 1291 transition release, and you completed that successfully, so that's very good.
Yes.
So, let me see if my fellow board members have any questions at this time.
Sir?
What? Yes, ma'am?
The main reason I came in here today was to ask, because my original, my parole release date is August 17th, and when they came in and they brought me in and had me sign my warrant, it was changed to September 3rd, and I just didn't know why it got,
the adder of scam days.
Okay.
So when you left the halfway house, they stopped your time on 22nd of June. And until you were reincarcerated,
right. That
whole time has to be added on to that call.
Right. That's what I kind of figured, but I wasn't positive, so okay. I didn't really know. Nobody knew a direct, absolute answer for me, so I have to come and ask.
I think Mr. Johnson had a question.
Yes, Ms. Beaton. I was trying to just really understand you, because you were doing so well while you were out. You were doing well, you completed all your programs, your UAs were negative, you had 5 clean UAs during that period of time. I mean, everything was going good. I'm just trying to understand what caused you to not maintain liaison with your PO.
Well, I kind of knew that if I came back here, I would be released on August 17th anyway, which I weighed whether I wanted her out there possibly being a victim to something she didn't want to be unknowingly because she was using a needle and she wasn't okay. So I knew I would end up coming back here, but it was worth it to make sure that she got to where she was needing to go. It was okay with me. I mean, it was somebody's life versus a month and a half of my time, so.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Any other questions? Okay, ma'am, we're in the end of your hearing now. We're going to be going into discussion to make a determination at a moment. But before we do, we'd like to give you an opportunity to make a final statement if you would like to do so. Any new information you might like to give to the board so that we have it when we make the determination, just ask that you don't repeat what we've already discussed. Is there anything else you'd like to tell us?
I just want to say thanks for your time and considering considering my release. I was requesting to have my original August 17th date back. I'm not from here, I'm from Utah, and I had plans to go back to Utah. Hello?
Yes.
Oh, okay, it beeped, so I didn't know what happened. to go live with my brother and his family up there. And I kind of had arrangements all made for my termination being August 17th. And now that I've been in here for these 5 weeks, I haven't worked. I haven't been able to make the money that I had planned to make in that time because of being here. And if I can get released tomorrow with my original date, I might still be able to make the money in the next 2 weeks, so I can still make my plans work to leave state and go live with my brother and his family in Idaho.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. One thing I will explain before we go into the discussion, that even if we were to vote to reinstate your community supervision, it would be pretty much administratively all the time, or most of the time, left to the September release date. You wouldn't be able to, no way you could get out tomorrow.
Oh, okay. That's pretty much why I came here, was to see if I could just have my original date back. If not, then I'm good with the 2.5 weeks left.
Right.
And released in September 3rd.
All right. The board is now in a little discussion. We'll be talking with ourselves to make a decision. If you think we're talking to you, we won't be. But we ask you to remain silent with stand on the phone and hear the entire discussion. Okay,
thank you.
All right, the board is now in discussion. I have to apologize first thing is because I misread the release date. Otherwise, I would have tried to maybe foreshorten the hearing. But anyway, it sounds like this meeting wants to do good. She's made a couple of bad choices, not too much prior history, so hopefully she's going to do well when she does get back to Utah. But this time, I don't see her as a good candidate for return to community supervision. But if there's any discussion from any of my fellow board members, okay. So based on all the information, 2018W1914, Ms. Keaton's testimony and information from the Department of Corrections, I'm going to revoke the community supervision of Keaton as she violated terms and conditions of supervision and now that's for the bachelor act and the ways or company.
Second.
Agreed. Motion by myself, seconded by Mr. Canoris, agreed by Mr. Rittenhouse, Mr. Johns, and Dr. Rank. Okay, ma'am, the board has voted to revoke the community supervision at this time. But your release date, you should be released on or about September 3rd, 2018. And you'll be done with the Arizona Department of Corrections. You'll be able to head back up to Utah as soon as you make the arrangements, and hopefully you can get back to some family, have some support, and get away from your drugs and be successful in life.
Thank you so much for your time. I'm sorry I took up so much of your time unnecessarily.
That is perfectly fine. We wish you the best of luck and the surrender hearing. And please see you for that in a moment.
Okay, thank you.